Hello and welcome to episode 60, 5 tips to get you into the media for cannabis and hemp brands.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello. So today I wanted to kind of cover and talk about the cannabis industry. If you guys don't know, we have actually launched our sister agency, Green Seed PR, and you can find us at greenseedpr.com. And we're doing PR for the cannabis industry, cannabis, hemp, CBD, ag tech, green tech. We're doing a little bit of farming there. So just for people who don't know, that's kind of what we're working on and kind of a new project for us. We also have a new podcast that just launched called The Green Room Podcast, interviewing cannabis industry, just like leaders, advocates, following their journey as we progress into this journey of the cannabis industry and how it unfolds from where it was, you know, in the early 2000s to where it will be in, let's say, 2030. So check that out. It's called The Green Room Podcast. You can find it by searching Ringini Joshua as well. I think it should pop up under my name. But today I wanted to talk about some tips on getting into the media for cannabis and hemp brands. So if you are in a cannabis company and you've been having challenges with advertising and marketing, PR is an excellent way to get brand awareness and really establish your brand without having to spend those advertising dollars, worried about getting flagged. You know, there's a lot of issues around the marketing of the cannabis industry. So first tip, identify the media that your desired customers already consume. So find out where they are already looking at stuff. Maybe this demographic is a fitness focus. Maybe this demographic is cooking focus. Maybe it's beauty. So find out where they live. And so if you have a product that's ideal for runners, then maybe you want to check out Running World. If you are focused on hitting the female market, you might want to focus on something like a Cosmopolitan. So find out where your target audience is first. Second, find the reporters that have actually written about cannabis products before or hemp derived products or whatever, because there is right now still kind of a verdict out on media companies that are able and allowed to cover the cannabis industry because they're also worried about sponsors pulling media and ad dollars from them. That's a whole different situation, but find reporters that have maybe covered CBD cannabis products in the past in your desired outlet. So that's number two. It's pretty easy to find. I would go to the direct outlet and search for those people. Third, make sure you have some kind of press kit. So this is something that we do establish with every client of ours. You really need to have a press kit, which basically outlines your products, has high resolution images, which is 300 dots per inch or higher, really 300 DPI and under 2 megabytes, because you don't want to be too big to transfer over. And typically the press kit is hosted like in your Google Drive. You don't want to use PDFs, try to use Word documents. So you could do locked Word documents where they can't change it. But make sure you have a product overview, company overview, and some really great images. Pictures are the key. Number four, personalize an email to the media contact you've identified. Tell them why they need to know about your product. You could see great pitching tips on our website. And we've talked about pitching before a lot on this podcast. So personalize an email to the person that you've identified who's covered cannabis before, who might be interested, who's relevant to your brand. And last but not least, something I drill down into all of you is to follow up. The cardinal rule of PR is what PR is all about, is following up and securing that coverage. Depending on what your product is, you might also want to have a sample available. But again, there's a lot of restrictions around that. So if you can create a press kit that can give someone an experience that they can, you know, kind of experience the product digitally, then that would be great. If they're in a state, you might want to ask them if they're in a state where they're able to receive these kinds of products, then that's an option as well. So let's go through this five things again. Number one, identify the media that your desired customer already consumes. Number two, find the reporters that are talking about cannabis. Like, please make sure you find people that are specifically talking about this industry. Number three, make sure you have a press kit, especially with product images and details about your brand, especially since it's likely to be new. Number four, personalize your email. And number five, last but not least, always, always follow up. Now, if you have any other questions, if you have some more detailed questions, feel free to email me at ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com. I'm happy to weigh in on pitching. I'm happy to find targets for you. So shoot us a note if you have any questions. And hopefully, if you're a cannabis brand, you can do these things this week and hopefully get your product featured in an upcoming issue of whatever industry that you play in. So good luck and check out the Green Room and check out greenseedpr.com for more information about our cannabis PR service. Thanks and looking forward to talking to you soon.